had a good walk on the site with the people from Courage, with our neighbors, and we had a first look with them on the reality of the site from the point of view of sharing of some infrastructure with Courage, especially the wastewater treatment system, which is currently in disrepair, and the Courage residents want it fixed and they don't have the resources, and we have some money for a new system, so we are exploring the option of putting our money into their system to improve it and upgrade it to take our wastewater also. So it's a win-win situation for both, and this is something we're exploring with the Center for Scientific Research. We also got the user's perspective on the site for the first time, whether they feel the distances on site are big, like for instance from parking to the common house, from parking to their house, you know, and we felt that at least one user had a very useful suggestion which we could really implement. He said that we could actually take the parking all the way into the site next to the common house, which is at the center of the site, to start with, that we develop from the back of the site and we leave the whole front area undeveloped. And when more users come, we develop the front area and then we move the parking out to the front. And then, of course, we have to see how the distances work out. But at least for the interim period, we'll have solved the distance issue. And then we had very interesting encounters with, you know, walkers-by who heard of the project and who joined us, and Peter wanting to join the project, selling or transferring his existing apartment. It's something inspiring. So, so that's been the major breakthrough today. And we also discussed a possible timeline. And hopefully we'll have a series of meetings every week from now till August, mm-hmm. when we conclude. And we are very sure that if there is enough critical mass, in August we will launch the construction. So, it shouldn't take more than 3 to 4 months to finish. So that's the, you know, that's the timeline we discussed. So this is our third meeting. There are several issues which needs to be addressed. With composting toilets, how would one address the issue of guests using, people coming for short periods of time or one visit? We should have regular toilets in the common house so that when people come for parties or friends come and they're just visiting once, it's not a headache, you know, yes. to keep educating everybody to, you know, go and, you know, go carefully, don't poo in the pee bowl. that's a major problem, actually. I've faced it, and it's like when somebody poos in the pee bowl, the pipes are jammed. Then you have to literally open up the pipes and clean it by hand. You know?
Oh, really?
So that's a major problem with composting toilets. If, you know, because the pee bowl has a, you know, has a larger hole, so the poo can actually go into the pipe and get stuck in the pipe. You know, so the pipe has to be dismountable, and we have to remove it. And anyway, I don't want to get into the details.
No, you didn't.
At least the most user-friendly ones are the ones that are being sold at EcoPro by Dr. Lucas, which is an Indian-type composting toilet, which we have at the American Pavilion. But even there, there's an issue if people turn around, use it in the wrong direction. Then, again, the pipes can get jammed. Then there are these Western systems which use electricity. That we can't use because we don't want the electric load to go up, because there are these high-tech Japanese composting toilets. So this was our second visit to the site. But for the people who've just seen the site, what was the thing that struck you? Like Sumit said, that the distance seemed too much.
For walking.
Yeah. Something like that.
Very close to the road. Not very close, but the sound coming, especially at night. During the day, you don't hear, but during the night, everything is closer.
So we need to explore that a little to see what exactly the distance is, can there be some kind of buffer or something? In a particular house project we did in Chennai, we planted bamboo all around the house. It was a very small site, but the bamboo grew in a thin strip of land all around the house, and it took care of itself. And within a year, it was above the traffic levels. And the wonderful thing about that was that the, you know, the grove was brushing against each other, and the leaves were making their own sound. So it was a bit of adding their own noise to the cacophony of the road. But this noise tend to drown the other one a little, and it was much more soothing than the other one. You know.
So bamboo is also quick.
Quick. It doesn't need water. It's
much.
Very practical.
We can do something like that or something else.
What will happen after 10 years?
After 10 years, this housing could move to another site. The whole thing is designed in such a way that it's dismountable. Now, the background to this is a long discussion also, but I'll try to summarize it, that whenever such solutions were proposed, like intermediate technology solutions were proposed for housing, to solve the housing crisis for Auroville, it was observed that, you know, it's not fitting the master plan by Lavner for, you know, several years. And it is true that many of these are high-density developments. And like you're here, out here, you have ground plus two structures. And those structures would cost a lot more money to build. And it's not really going to be intermediate technology. So the solution for that was worked out with this formula of having movable housing, which is using the same materials, and which will probably last, materials would last a lot longer, maybe 30 or 40 years, depending on whether you're using steel or whether you're using mud or bamboo. That way this Lavner now could release a whole lot of land which is locked up because of the master plan limitations of, you know, this density and all that. So, and they are quite sure that for 10 years Auroville won't need that land for that kind of development. That's the reason why 10 years was...
After 10 years, there will be an assessment of whether it's still necessary or whether the housing problem is no longer there or if it's still necessary and if land is needed for something else, then it can move on further to a higher density area, town planning issues.
And also it's like trying to address this problem of housing in a more dynamic way. In the sense that now housing is a mandatory requirement to join Auroville, you know, but there are a whole lot of people with a lot of energy who are coming into Auroville, but, you know, straight away as they come in, they cannot decide to build or, you know, to decide this is where they want to live and this is the work they want to do. So this project is aiming to give a breather to that crowd and to give them the opportunity to orient themselves to Auroville. So whatever money they put into this project won't be locked in also, you know, that when they decide to move from here, if they don't want to take the house with them, they can move with the money minus the depreciation. So the advantage is that that money can still be used for their housing. And so it's a lot more. And Auroville has graciously agreed to support all the common infrastructure, kitchen, dining, you know, toilets, bathrooms. Those are the high cost items actually. You know, the bedroom is the lowest cost item in the house. A kitchen is the most intensive in terms of costs because of the amount of pipes and appliances, electric points, all those things. So, so in a way, it's a really good opportunity for people to plug in for a few years and orient themselves to Auroville a little more and stuff like that.
As a possibility, is it possible for someone to try out? There are many people interested in developing intermediate housing, and this may take a few months to get off the ground based on infrastructure and centralized planning. So it's possible for people to move in the houses they have been able to create.
Okay. See you then. Yeah. Bye. So I didn't get your question.
Could people move in their own bedroom and take it out after 2 years?
Yeah.
So this is also like you can create something of your own design, because in Auroville today we are stuck.
Yeah.
We can't really put our own creativity. So I just want to offer space for people to creatively create light structures and try them out and put them. So it's also a creative activity.
See, what's going to happen in the next meeting is that we'll plan a date for maybe 1 or 2 days of design workshops. It depends on the level of interest for it. If people want to do it, then in the design workshop, they could even come up with design options for this living unit. As long as they are willing with collaborating with others to make it, you know, and make a prototype or, you know, make their own unit and move into it.
So I just wanted to mention that Alok has started a pavilion. Has been able to start or thinking of starting an R&D thing. He has some place and he's willing to experiment with different housing solutions and have a site where different people can come in.
He's
offering his place as a creativity construction
test
bed.
Yeah.
So I've given him a small advance to buy some materials.
Okay.
So if people want to see how it looks, basically I have suggested a 10 feet by 20 feet basic ground because that's what the pipes come in. They come in 20 feet. So you cut 20 feet, you get a square and then a two-storied, same thing, 20 feet up, maybe 17 feet.
Okay.
And he may be starting in the next week.
Okay.
And so Alok and Shilpam. So maybe in about 10 days one could go over and have a look at the site and get an idea, because the biggest difficulty is in conceptualizing.
See, Alok's design is also part of this design set. So we have actually informed the larger group also about that option.
And he's working with Johnny, he's visiting Johnny. So what I mean is there is some scope for
learning from each other
and testing and seeing what it will look like, how it will feel.
Correct.
So maybe in 1 month something may be ready there to go on the first floor and see how it feels. Does it shake? Because we really need to
test
do
it,
this in the material which is available.
Correct,
and see. And it looks like it won't be very expensive. And so if maybe a container also could be put up, it's good to do this because he's got a welder, he's got a team. So this may be good to locate a place for physical testing of houses and move them here or test them.
He was going to experiment with bamboo.
He is willing to, the site has place for this experimentation. He's working mainly with steel in the beginning because it's easier to handle. But he's not close to anything.
So so I think we are also, in a way, we are not close to ideas. There were several ideas discussed in the previous meeting. There was some idea, I think B talked about this tent model. Only thing is there needs to be people to steer those ideas. So the response that we had to B was that he makes a small group and, you know, makes it happen, because we can't do all that work, you know, to bring each idea to reality, and it's going to be a lot more, you know. So as long as there's somebody who can take that idea
forward. But it allows some small groups to, it becomes a sort of decentralized thing, because you're providing the central planning in the kitchen. And a few groups could say, I'm working on bamboo, I'm working on this frame, I'm working on Johnny's
idea.
That
would be great,
And then the people who want to stay can go to these people.
Correct.
Because you'll be busy enough making all the central stuff, I guess. And then it's good if people can, and I think it's a creative opportunity. Interesting to try out some ideas or
see the best possible outcome of this design exercise would be if people participate in the design process, number one. Number two, if the people own up the designs, you know, like I think you were talking of Johnny's design or one of those, you know, I think, you know, whichever design you choose, you are willing to work with Johnny on it
and create
to improve the interior layout with the furniture and all that, because Johnny actually has not lived in it, but you're going to live in it. You know what you need inside, so you work on that. And also to help him put it up in this design workshop, you bring the model for the benefit of other people who are interested in the design, and then we'll take feedback from them also and see if the same structure is flexible to incorporate two or three interior options. No? Maybe some people want a study table, some people don't.
For the workshop to happen, they will sort of facilitate these sort of different
designs. So you invite these people to this design workshop?
Yes, yes. All Alok will be there.
Okay, okay,
and Johnny will be there. All the designers will be there. And we would look at study models. We would look at drawings. And we would see how each design can be improved a little, because I'm sure, like, each design, when we looked at it separately, there were several points we felt that we could, but we don't want to push it on our side. It would be best that the users themselves, you know, push that.
And
that that we will fix next week. And I'm hoping that we'll make some calls in the interim, and we'll make sure more people come for the next week meeting. And we'll make sure that everybody's, you know, comments on the date for the workshop, because we need almost everyone there for the workshop. And at the end of the workshop, we should also have Dawla. At the end of the workshop, we should also have the legal formalities of joining the project ready. So we should give that deadline to Housing Service and Lavnir to say that they work it out between themselves on how people sign up, because we can't really wait longer. You know, that we have the sign-up sheet and the money, whatever little money advance or whatever that needs to happen for materials.
And all. Say the timing just now.
Yeah.
A bit tricky.
Bit tricky. Yeah. Summer.
I'm going on 12th. Yeah,
okay.
Personally.
Okay.
So workshop is irrelevant. Most probably it won't manifest.
When will you come back?
July.
But
just to say, it's time where a lot of people are.
Yeah,
out.
Sumit is also leaving. No,
when I'm out from today evening.
Today evening.
weeks. I have to.
Who's
go
here?
2 weeks. Okay. Wow.
But Alok will be there.
Okay. Yeah. No, but you know, you should be there also, because you're the one.
But
who's
that's okay.
Push.
We can't delay because it's summer months. I feel we should have a regular Western.
Okay. And when are you back? Okay. So July seems to be a good time for the.
Yeah, out. Middle of June, I'm leaving.
When are you back?
I don't think we can do
January,
this, you
February.
Know.
Okay.
We should just have every week a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And some of these meetings will have more people and more will be done, because the danger is then in August we would have had only one meeting.
Uh-huh.
So
no,
really
what we could do is, disband this meeting format, and we could reorganize online.
Yeah.
And we could have a set of things that we've been working on with John, actually. John is going to help with the web format. That we could have a complete wiki with a discussion board on each design online.
Right.
And we'll keep updating the designs, each design, so as they improve.
Right.
And then we'll have what we have at the workshop will be an improved design of what we've already presented. And if you can, even when you're out, keep checking, you know, and commenting on the process that is happening here. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even when you're traveling, you keep checking.
But the
meetings,
that physical meetings, should happen, because otherwise the momentum will be lost. They should happen every week at the same time, in different places. Even if two people meet, or if only the two of you are there,
no, we are meeting all the time. You know, we are.
No, I
like
mean, but a regular time, and people can drop in and pick your brains at least, even if nothing more happens. So, if you're available on a regular time every week at a certain time,
so maybe we should do an open desk at the town hall
every Wednesday at this time,
and we just, you know, sit on a table at the ground floor or near the cafe or something. And
but
have
people time, so that 5-6 people come together at the same time.
This is not important. The time is important.
A fixed time is important.
So is Wednesday a good day for this, or is
I think
it
so. 5 o'clock on
Wednesday is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we continue middle of the week.
Yeah.
So so we can. That's a good suggestion.
Because I know
so
momentum can get lost very easily.
And it's also good to keep, even if things are online. Even if things are online, we could continue this.
Someone could get the site surveyed and ask them to put the poles. People can visit on their own and see where they would like the house. The thing is, there are no markers today.
Yes.
So I would ask Lavini to do a formal survey and put in the marker so that it's clear.
Yeah. That's also a good action point. So maybe, who's that? Jack? Who's... Jack is the person, no?
Yeah,
that's
Jack,
all
right. We'll have to see with him. He said the land is surveyed. So
yeah, but
no
we
markers.
Need... We don't have markers.
But there's markers for the primer.
It's surveyed in his head, maybe. But
no, but it needs to actually, you know, the fence needs to be marked, you know, properly.
So that we also need to clarify with the land possession records and stuff like that. Whether
maybe you have to tell him I want it surveyed and marked. Because
it's actually going to be a reverse survey, actually.
Okay.
From the drawing, we need to plot the point from the drawing onto the site.
Yeah, sure.
So, anyway, so any other observations of the site? Any of you?
I mean, you're saying very few people came today. In total, how many people have shown
still about, the last meeting there were about 11 units, yeah? Then today we have one more unit interest, you know, from Kumar and
Renana.
Okay, so.
And there'll be more, I'm sure.
Yeah, there'll be
still
more.
Still, many people don't know that this is actually happening.
There will be much.
And a news and notes update we every week is important.
We have actually one more potential.
Okay, so see to
Balaji,
already. So. And maybe some people from Courage will jump ship and come there.
Sure.
See how nice it's going to be there.
Yeah, they say, oh, what are we living in these apartments for? There's some nice.
You guys
there.
Haven't
decided. Every night party there.
There's more partying there.
Decided not to.
Big kitchen,
common house. So,
and Peter, you also interested?
Looks like it.
I find this the most exciting project since many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
And it will transform Oroville soon.
Yes.
Hopefully.
So you are in, huh? Peter is in.
Well, I was very interested 5-6 years ago in a container house.
Okay.
But that was too early. And now I hear this is all coming up, so I have this studio in the realization, but maybe I sell it and join you.
Wow.
This is much more interesting.
Yeah. And exciting.
Yeah. That's the way, I mean.
This is temporary. So.
Yeah. I'm so temporary, I tell you. All the time.
That's a good one.
That's a really.
So. But I will be also out. I come back at the end of July, but
okay.
You can put me in.
Okay, actually we have an August 15th.
Just by cycling
deadline.
Through, you joined us.
Yeah, that's how it happens now. This is the way now.
This is great, actually. It's very.
And I know Manoj very well, sort of. Yeah. Good friend, so.
Yeah.
Then I would ask.
And I know you also, and you.
Yeah. Anyway, and everybody who is like seriously interested to write a mail to or
housing service.
Lavanir
CP. Or housing service.
Lavanir CP. What is that?
That's communication platform. Actually,
and
this.
The email is what for that?
It's Lavanir CP. Lavanir.
Just one word.
One word.
Lavanir CP. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll write to them.
So you can keep that.
So for this project you have, it's already funded or?
Yes, the infrastructure is already promised.
Anyone wants this? Thank you.
So thank you, Peter, for joining
see
us.
See you, maybe.
But then we'll officially have your address. And
Peter H.
Yeah.
Peter H, we have that.
At Oroville.
Okay.
We'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
Maybe there
see
will
you.
Be more.
Yeah, I also have to make a move.
Okay, so we'll move. We'll keep each other posted on this, how we develop. So you're leaving, Sumita's leaving.
I
so
may be back
we'll
on the 18th though.
I'm
here.
We're here. We're not leaving.
I'm leaving on the 17th of June.
Okay.
Do you think some design workshop can happen before that?
We could do more informal kind of things on a desk, but we would really need everybody to be there for the site planning exercise.
Because I'm not coming back till the end.
But you could still meet with these. Can I suggest that you could still meet with these people interested in building and call whoever is there?
Okay.
So not you may not get site inputs, but you will get at
individual
least cross-fertilization of these five people.
Yeah.
And Alok is proceeding and they are all excited. So somehow they have to be brought together too.
Yeah.
Otherwise they won't meet each other.
Mm.
That's true. We could have one more quite soon to try to get all the builders.
Yeah,
and
let's do that.
Like a 4-hour thing with models and they can come with photos and
so
stuff.
That's going to be more or less what we talk about, the design exercise.
But the users may not be there, but somehow it will help.
Just the builders to meet?
No, any users who come can come. But at least there will be because I think people are a bit lost also. They are not sure who to talk to, where to go, what is the plan. I think they are not informed much about transit lounge.
Okay.
Alok has not much clue.
Yeah?
Means they don't know details beyond the first meeting. So as you go ahead, they are very important partners. Whether you meet them separately or with the same Wednesday.
Definitely. So what we are doing is we are individually meeting them.
Okay.
But, you know, even for that big meeting, all of them could not come. You know. So to get them all together and without the users being there,
they won't come.
You know, and what would we talk? We just talk about, you know, technical things. You know, as long as I feel that the challenge of this project is a bottom-up project, and the users drive the whole thing. You know,
okay.
That the users put the pressure on the builders to actually change the design. We don't want to put pressure.
You know, the hesitation I heard is about when the money will be forthcoming.
Mm.
Because some people think it won't be before 6 months or 9 months that anything's made available.
Maybe next meeting will be on Wednesday at 5. Hmm?
Yeah,
5?
Maybe a bit cooler.
Cooler and all that. At the town hall. Maybe at the re-energized cafe. Or is it going to be...
Yeah, we'll see either on the third floor or the big table there. Second floor.
Or at the cafe. Cafe will have more space around the table. No?
Huh?
They're open?
Bye.
Okay. Good. So thank you very much.